State and ambition, alas, will deceive you. There's no solid joy but in blessings above. Of all comforts here, heaven soon will bereave you. Your estates and your bags it will shortly remove. But he that inherits a portion of grace, he may lie down in peace and take his sweet rest. If after this life his footsteps you'll trace, you will find that with saints and with angels he's blessed. His portion is lasting, his pleasures are certain, his joys are unmixed, and his blessings are sure. When the comforts of earth are all fading and parting, his peace and his pleasures shall ever endure. His labors shall meet with a kingdom and crown. His glory and joy shall never have end. When the sun, moon, and stars shall all tumble down, with glorious archangels his time he shall spend. Oh, then let us mount our hearts up to heaven, let our souls be roused up above this dull earth. In Zion our sins shall all be forgiven, it's there, only there, we can have our true mirth. The world, alas, at best is a bubble, a shadow, a dream, a thing of no worth. At best it breeds vexation and trouble, and sorrow and misery often brings forth. Then live such a life as you would wish dying, a life of religion, of truth, and of zeal. For your time it has wings, and you'll find it still flying. 'Twill suddenly post you to woe or to weal. Oh, haps that man thrice happy is he, whose end and whose aim are at blessings above. The beauty of Zion he shortly shall see, and still be surrounded with heavenly love. What heavenly raptures and anthems are sounding in ears of the saints and the angels in rest! Love, kindness, and sweetness in heavens abounding, unspeakable joy is attending the blessed. Lute, timbrel, and harp are warbling out praise, and filling the heaven with glorious delight. And the blessed Son of Man, with his beauteous rays, adorns all his saints, makes them glorious and bright. Since heaven so glorious and earth such a trouble, it's madness and nonsense to die unprepared. The richest have found the whole globe but a bubble, they that great lands and great fortunes have shared. No joy that is real the world can allow, no comfort, no pleasure, no mirth nor content. then why to this wealth do men foolishly bow, and why are our days so sordidly spent?